Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10:59, hour number two of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier, and Steve Serta is in the building. We're having a good time today. It's my last time before I take vacation as I go hang out with our Royals insider, Cody Tapp. I'll be in surprised. Really check out the Royals.
I was able to avoid you for a whole week last year.
You
in
really did, man.
Let's see how Cody does.
He'll do it too. At least I'll be there with my kids who have to love me. Well, I guess they don't have to.
But they do.
They do. I was really hoping for a hot sex move this offseason from the Chiefs. The last time I remember the Chiefs making a move like that was when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. That night, I felt like that night ended. And people out there listening right now, you'll tell me if you remember. That night ended, I believe, with a lot of nastiness going on in Kansas City. That night, I believe, once that happened, once you saw the Chiefs move up 17 spots to go up and get Patrick Mahomes, a lot of nastiness went on. A lot of lovemaking went on. A lot of baby-making went on. Some people was playing, I don't know, maybe Genuine, Hall & Oates, Prince. There was some real baby-making music and some nastiness going on because a move like that gets you so excited to whether you want to get drunk and you're so sports horny that it bleeds over to like normal horny and you want to just express yourself physically and then you end up getting drunk, sports horny and just having a hell of a night. And then when we came into the offseason, I looked at the Chiefs and I thought, they are close, man. This is it, man. Oh, God, I could taste this. Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. This is going to be a weird segment in this because I just talked about so much nastiness.
It's already pretty
weird. But it is like a dream of me.
I'm there right now.
Just growing up my life, my mom, she loves the Chiefs so much.
And you hear. Hurry up and get to it. You're talking about your mom now.
I know it was a weird segment, but I'm just saying, my mom, you hear Mama's show on Mondays. She loves the Chiefs, man. I want her so bad to – I want to be there so she can experience the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl and winning a championship. She was really young. She doesn't remember as much.
Hot sex night.
Stop!
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, just know, Ron, your mother's getting busy that night. So while you're celebrating your favorite football team winning the Super Bowl, Mama's celebrating too. Yeah.
I'm going to kick your ass in the break. That was uncalled for.
It just hit me, but it's true.
But I'll come back. But no, I mean, that is like, I can remember how crazy it was for me. And if she's listening, I might get in trouble. But I can remember going to Harvest Church and True Vine Church 3:30 services and running my Walkman cord up between my shirt and listening to games of Chiefs game because I was just that invested into it while acting like I was singing in the choir, but I'm really listening to the game. Mm-hmm. And I felt we were there and I thought, man, the Chiefs are going to have money, as Therese has told me all year, because they're going to get rid of Justin Houston like they did to get money. And it was like, they're going to make a splash for a difference maker. Now, Honey Badger was close. That was like, you know, foreplay for me. That wasn't an all-the-way move. But I was just hoping that they were going to make a move that would end and have so many people in this city so excited that they moved to a night of their dreams, a hot sex night like you did when Patrick Mahomes was drafted. But instead, it seems like they're unloading players, and that moment is not going to get here. And I'm not going to say that I'm right. I'll be right, or I should have expected that, or maybe I should not have even thought that that was going to happen. But I was just hoping to have a hot sex moment in this offseason.
And you say you haven't had one since Mahomes was drafted.
I don't think the whole city. And I wanted Deshaun Watson. I make no bones about that. But I loved the idea. But fine. I think the city was in a hot sex night.
Okay.
I think a lot of people.
City
did.
Hot sex that night. What else? After the Royals won.
Oh, God. After the Royals got. After. Hell.
After they beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah. The way that was.
When they traded one. Alex.
Man.
They traded Alex Smith. That got me.
I don't think Alex Smith's trade falls under this umbrella.
After the Blue Jays. After Moose threw that over to.
Wade got out of it. Wade was the star of Game 6. See, I think this is more about you than anything else. Because I think the Honey Badger did that to Chiefs fans. I was excited about Honey Badger.
Really? Protein House Eat with the...
Anytime there's breaking news.
Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line 69306. Did Honey Badger lead you to a place of hot sex? Was that a hot sex night, Honey Badger? It didn't. That wasn't on the level of Mahomes. They'd have got Patrick Peterson in here. Look out.
They still can. That's still a possibility.
I hope so. Look out. Put the kids to bed.
They got the draft capital.
As Nick Cannon, they have
the cap flexibility. They could still bring in Patrick Peterson.
As Nick Cannon said, put the kids to bed.
I think Honey Badger got him there.
You think Honey Badger
got him there beating the Colts? Got them there.
I think the hype of the
AFC Championship got them there on like that Wednesday.
The hot. You think? Yeah, I can give you that. The Colts win. The way people were reacting, that was a hot sex night.
Saturday before the AFC Championship game.
816 without a listener number. Honey Badger was more like a nice steak dinner. That's how I feel. A really good one. One that you could get at Rye. They had that butter over the top of it.
Royals in action this afternoon. You can catch that game on MLB.
I was just hoping to have one, man.
Over the weekend, the Royals take on the Angels tomorrow. White Sox on Sunday. Both games start at 3 o'clock. I have to talk about this. I have tried to force this in the show all week, and it just doesn't seem like it is fit because the Chiefs have dominated so much. But even that right there, even though I have come into this week acknowledging that everything the Chiefs have done has far outshined what's going on in Major League Baseball, we have only two professional franchises in this city. And one of them, the only one that has won a damn thing, drastic changes have happened in that game and no one's even batting an eye. Changes to the All-Star game where if you win the home run derby, you get $1 million. No one is in the mood to discuss that. But if you play dodgeball with football players, everybody's going to hit the freaking ceiling.
It was a great idea, that dodgeball thing.
No longer can you expand your roster to 40 in September. It can get up to 28. That is a drastic change, and no one bats an eye.
A change that should have happened a long time ago.
You add a 53rd man to the NFL roster, and it's lead the show kind of stuff. Baseball has now said that if a reliever comes in, he must face three batters unless he ends an inning. That is drastically changing the game of baseball, and no one cares. Football moves the extra point back up half a yard, and we're all like, oh, let's see how this thing plays
out. It's more than a half a yard.
Whatever it was. Baseball is making wholesale changes, and... Man, I hope Rob Manfred sees how it's being met by the masses. No one cares, Rob. Secondly, you couldn't have done this a week ago. You had to unveil all of this when NFL free agency starts. See, this is the issue with baseball. There's just absolutely no foresight, no acknowledgement that the NFL is king, and we need to zig when they zag. For this stuff to come out this week is a big misfire. And this being their answer to the ever-dwindling viewers in Major League Baseball is also a poor reflection. If you expect people to come to baseball, you're going to have to drastically change it. And if you're not going to drastically change it, and I'm talking about cutting the season down to like 81 games, expanding to more teams, maybe putting more teams in the postseason, unless you're drastically going to change it, don't change it, because you're getting close to scaring off people that actually love the game. Baseball has had an awful week.
Yeah, baseball's not going anywhere. I agree that this was bad timing, but it is tough because this is the craziest offseason we've ever seen in the National Football League. Like, this has been their offseason has been like the NBA's offseason with Brown, with Odell, with all of that stuff. This has been crazy at Le'Veon. But I give them respect because I think it is to their duty that they at least have to try. I think they at least have to try to make the game as modern as they can. I don't think that they can just throw their hands up and say, I think this is how you feel at times. We're just never, ever going to get
any
better.
But that's what they're doing, Ron.
I think they're doing things to make some moves.
What move is going to bring someone that finds baseball boring to baseball?
I think what they're doing where they're giving it, making real a little bit more incentive to add more people in the home run derby, which is one of their real popular things. I think they've tried to speed the game up, shaving off 7-8 minutes on national televised games.
It's like 5 seconds at a time.
I think they're
7 minutes. 7 minutes is going to bring people back.
I think they do have to try. And keeping it competitive things like what they're doing with the rosters and not making it an entirely different team in September. I think they are doing some things.
Think that brings new fans? Those things that you just muttered about 28 – you really think that's going to work?
I'm not sure, but I think it does go in a step in the right direction of making it more modern.
Pick a lane in baseball.
And yes.
None of that is modern.
Because they're not
people
going –
people didn't care about 40-man rosters to begin with.
They're not going anywhere. Because in the most important – part of the season, it looks like an entirely new baseball team. So I think that is a good step. And I think they are $1 million, and what are they doing with the All-Star ballot thing that you are in love with?
Yeah, the Election Day.
The Election Day thing. I think it is on them to do stuff to try to make it. I don't think they can sit there and sit our hands on fire and just say, well, we're never going to get better.
If you're going to change, make the change that society wants. And what society wants is, we don't want to sit through 162 games. We don't have that kind of attention span.
Sure, and you're talking about 81 games, and that's a ton of money.
Change the game or don't. You're making plenty of money. They're making more money every single year, so money's not the problem.
Yeah, you go from 100 – listen, and I think that the season should be short, and I know we got to get to a break. You go from 162 games to 81. That's a lot of money that's going out of the building. That's a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.